Yeah, it's pretty much going to be a war. Lee, did you see this?
What's that?
Jared Nadler, who will become, now that the Democrats have taken the House, the Judiciary Committee ranking member. He's a Judiciary Committee ranking member right now. He will chair the committee. Revealed plans for House Democrats to investigate and impeach Justice Brett Kavanaugh for perjury.
Do that at your own peril, then.
This will tear the country apart.
If they're dumb enough to try it, with the recent revelations of the fact that the women, that several of the women that were involved in this whole thing flat out lied, and in fact, quite honestly, there's still being no evidence that any of what was accused of Kavanaugh, zero evidence of anything that was said about Kavanaugh was true. That's documentable evidence that there was nothing that was proven to be true. And, if you're going to have an investigation simply because you don't like this guy, there has got to be enough reasonable people in this country who are going to realize that this is nothing but a political stunt.
You know what this is? And again, you're right. We just had this week, and it got buried by midterms coverage, but we just had this week, one of the accusers came forward and admitted, she's a leftist activist. Yeah, I just don't like Kavanaugh. I don't like Trump. So I just made it up. She's been referred to the Department of Injustice for prosecution.
And should be.
Yeah.
And should be.
By Charles Grassley's committee in the Senate. So what this is, we again, like the Russia investigation, there is zero evidence of a crime. Even if Trump had colluded with Russia, it wouldn't be a crime. But there's zero evidence he did that. What this is harassment. That is all this is. This is the, if you can be on the Supreme Court if you want, but we're going to break you.
It's
financially.
Mob rule.
It's mob rule. Every time they call, and this is explained to people what the significance of this is. Every time they call Brett Kavanaugh to the committee, it's $25,000 in legal bills for him. He has, as they request documents, they do things like that. It takes lawyers to prepare those. And what they're talking about doing is just breaking him financially. That's what they're talking about doing to Trump and anyone who would dare to work for him. You can work for Trump if you want, but you're going to have to be independently wealthy.
Yeah.
I mean, we played the audio from the poor guy who made the mistake of volunteering for the Trump campaign doing strategy for him. He said, listen, every time I got called before a congressional committee or, to talk to Mueller's people, $25,000, and he is now over $100,000 in debt. He's broke. He said, as a middle class person, you cannot afford to work with this president because they will break you. They will break you financially.
It's a form of extortion.
Yes, it is. Blackmail and harassment. And so that's what they're saying they're going to do to Kavanaugh. And they're going to reopen all of this Russia investigation stuff, knowing full well, even Dianne Feinstein has admitted, we've never been able to find anything.
Yeah.
We never have. Honestly, you could go through and just pick all of the Supreme Court justices you don't like. Just pick them all. Haul them all in. I'm sure you could find a liberal activist who'd say they did this, that, or the other thing. Look, they've already done that. So we're talking about a level of harassment we haven't seen before in this country. Meanwhile, they're starting the coup talk again, the constitutional crisis talk. Jeff Sessions gets fired, right? Jeff Sessions gets fired. Senator Chuck Schumer says this.
Protecting Mueller and his investigation is paramount. It would create a constitutional crisis if this were a prelude to ending or greatly limiting the Mueller investigation. And I hope President Trump and those he listens to will refrain from that.
Now, nothing about what he said is accurate or true. There's no constitutional crisis. Period. There is not.
What is the constitutional crisis from their perspective anyway?
From their perspective, it's a constitutional crisis because it stops their best political stunt that they've had in decades against a Republican president. That's the constitutional crisis in their minds, because the Mueller investigation is nothing but a stunt. That's all it is and all it has been from day one. As you've pointed out, manufactured evidence, which was false, was produced to get a FISA court to give the Obama administration, and I say the Obama administration, the opportunity to spy on an opposition candidate and then try to charge them with something which is not even a crime, which is collusion, which it didn't happen. But if it did, it's still not a crime.
And, I mean, again, there is no constitutional crisis because the president has the right to fire any of these people. Has the right to fire Sessions, has the right to fire anybody in the Justice Department.
Yes.
That is, there's nothing in the Constitution banning that. He is the executive. They call him the executive because he runs the place.
You know, and you're right, and I've been thinking about this. Trump runs the government like a business.
Yes, he does.
And I'm happy about that because I'm sick and tired of seeing people that stay in government positions who are either ineffective or working counterproductive to the interest of the country. And I think we've seen that yesterday. We found someone who was not working in the best interest of the country. The president had the opportunity to fire him and did because it was a politically opportune time. And I don't blame him a bit for doing what he did yesterday and nor the timing. Hey, midterms are over with. The political capital has been spent. There's very little political loss that can happen from doing this. It's between the time when the Republicans are in control of the House and the Democrats are in control. Do it now. And just like, boom. He took care of it. And he runs the government like a business. And this is what liberals and many Republicans hate, because government to them is a protected status. Those jobs are protected. And they know that they can just, you know, show up, or in some people's case, not even show up, and still get paid and get their pension. And it shouldn't be that way. You're working for the people of the United States of America who pay your salaries with their tax dollars that they earn working for a living.
Meanwhile, you've got the former head of the CIA who, by the way, we are learning this week, illegally spied on staffers, congressional staffers, who were working with CIA whistleblowers. That is so illegal, it makes my head spin. The CIA isn't supposed to spy on our territory. Much less without a warrant on congressional staffers because they don't like the idea that an insider in the CIA might be turning whistleblower. I mean, it's insane. That is a crime. This is why we need a functioning Department of Justice, okay? So, incredibly, this guy, who was a criminal multiple times over, I mean, it was a crime for him to spy, when he was the head of the CIA on Dianne Feinstein and Lindsey Graham on the Intel Committee. And at first, by the way, he lied under oath, said they didn't do it. Then when he was cold busted... that was perjury, by the way. It's a felony, lying under oath to Congress, but just one of many of Brennan's crimes. And then when he finally got cold busted, he admitted he did do it and apologized. Okay, so John Brennan, himself a criminal, who has abused our spy system to the nth degree, just told MSNBC that firing Sessions will precipitate a constitutional crisis very soon. The left thinks they're living through a coup. I'm telling you, they're telling them this. They are juicing them with this over this Sessions thing. Don't underestimate how big of a deal that is. And I tell you this stuff because I want you to understand why you're going to soon see the unhinged reactions to this. By the way, did you see the tweets from Elizabeth Warren and Nancy Pelosi?
No.
The side-by-side tweets? Oh, this is great. This is from March of 2017. Nancy Pelosi, we are far past recusal. Jeff Sessions lied under oath. Anything less than resignation or removal from office is unacceptable. This is when he forgot to mention that while he was at the reception, he did talk to somebody from Russia.
Yeah,
right. He'd forgotten it, as anybody would. It's their meet and greets. They have them all the time in Washington. And now today, it is impossible to read Attorney General Jeff Sessions' firing as anything other than a blatant attempt by Donald Trump to undermine and end Special Counsel Mueller's investigation. So she's outraged he's been fired. She was demanding he be fired.
Yeah.
Back in March of 2017.
But Tara, they're Democrats. They always get to have things both ways.
Yeah, you're right.
They always get to have things both ways.
Oh, you can be an Indian and Caucasian, too,
yes, exactly.
If you have high cheekbones.
Exactly, yes.
Right. Like Elizabeth Warren.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. June of 2017. As our top law enforcement officer, the attorney general must be truthful and uphold the law. Sessions cannot continue to serve. He should resign. Yesterday, Donald Trump's firing, this is Elizabeth Warren, she of the high cheekbones, Donald Trump's firing of Jeff Sessions brings us one step closer to a constitutional crisis. She was demanding he be fired a year ago. A little over a year ago.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. You can't make this up, folks. You can't. Get a jump on the Ingalls Advantage talk line with Robin in Greenville. What's on your mind, Robin?
Hey, morning, Tara. I completely support Sessions firing. And I say, let's flip the dogs of war against the Democrats and deep state. But I had one holdout about losing Sessions, and that's the immigration issue. There will be no one left in Trump's cabinet guarding that chicken coop. And he's a busy man, and the Dems are going to push an immigration, open borders immigration bill, and Lindsey Graham is going to help him pass it unless Trump vetoes it. And I do have confidence that he will, but I just think that now that the election is over, the immigration issue is going to be put on the back burner. And again, that was my holdout for the removal of Sessions. What are your thoughts on
well,
that?
I guess at this point, Robin, we'll see. We will, and thank you for your phone call. We'll see who, if anyone, ends up replacing Sessions. Trump may just stick with the interim guy for quite a while. I mean, the guy that is now replacing Sessions wrote before the presidential election that Hillary should be prosecuted and had committed crimes. I mean, so the left is in full panic this morning over this. This is why you hear them screaming coup and constitutional crisis again over this. But I want to take a minute and lay out the significance of Jeff Sessions, who he was and what he cost this president. Do you look at those 40, the 40 key races, congressional races, and the dozens of races decided by 2 to 3 points? I would argue there is a good chance Jeff Sessions cost us the House. And I've played you the audio before. Maybe I'll give you a sample again here in just a second of it. You cannot underestimate. Look, listen, we know the Russia thing was a joke. We know it's silly stuff. You've heard the whole story. You got to keep in mind, these people who listen to left-wing media, the folks that call themselves mainstream media, they have no idea. They think they've been living through a coup for 2 years. They were in a panic. This is why you saw record numbers, history-shattering numbers in this turnout that we had to counter with, you know, devastating numbers of our own. They are literally weaponized and misinformed because Sessions let this Russia stuff get so out of control. I mean, again, this is just a small sample, but I've been playing this for months, as you know. This is CNN.
I think it's treason. And this issue about this slow-moving coup that you describe is one issue, not the only issue, but it is a huge issue.
It seems today that we crossed a line that we can't go back over. Are we headed for a constitutional crisis, Carl?
If the president continues down this road, and if his enablers in Congress continue down this road, a constitutional crisis in the sense that the system may fail us.
That's Carl Bernstein. 7 months ago. Here's New York Times.
I'm sorry. Your argument that he's not the leader of the free world because he's not standing up for democracy, he's not standing up for humanitarian rights.
He's a sort of junior player in a block of authoritarian countries.
And the people like the European Union are no longer looking at him as a leader any longer, and they're thinking of doing their own thing.
They see him as, right, they see him, he's part of a block that includes Vladimir Putin, Duterte.
See how they do this? New York Times.
Look, I think that increasingly to believe that the president isn't compromised requires such a leap of faith. It requires so many coincidences and kind of inexplicable behavioral choices. I think that the truth is probably what is right in front of us, which is that Donald Trump was a kind of a con man, a third tier failed businessman whose fortunes were rescued by Russian oligarchs. He became president with the direct intervention of Putin. He sees his fortunes as inseparable from Putin's. We don't know, I think, if Putin is his handler, his hero.
They believe this stuff, folks. They believe this. Sessions did this. Constitutional crisis. Coup. Losing our democracy over and over and over and over and over. This is what we had to counter. So to you, yeah, we know it's a joke. We laugh at it. They don't know it's a joke. This is why they swamp the polls. They think they're living through a coup by a Hitlerian-style figure. Jeff Sessions did that to us. Look, here's what I wrote about this on Facebook. This man, Jeff Sessions, stole 2 years of the Trump presidency by allowing, you know, deep staters who committed crimes of at least perjury to spy on Trump and his campaign and terrorize him with a real investigation based on what we now know were fake premises that they themselves manufactured through leaking to the media and then using those media news reports they generated in their FISA application as evidence of Russian collusion because they had none. All of it to help Hillary while allowing the very real crimes committed by Hillary's campaign in the deep state to go unaddressed. This is Jeff Sessions. And when Jeff Sessions wasn't doing all that, Sessions was defying congressional subpoenas aimed at holding the deep state accountable, as if he and his department were above the law, literally helping to hide evidence of the DOJ FBI crimes in the process. And all of this, while he himself used subpoenas, he feels don't apply to him on a daily basis against regular Americans. And he is a class A hypocrite. He enabled an entire political class. I would argue he tarnished our justice system to the point where it may never fully regain the faith and trust in the American people. I mean, Jeff Sessions' tenure has been a national disgrace. He may have literally overseen the enablement of a police state in its infancy, when a true patriot would have done everything in their power to crush it and restore justice to our now joke of a federal justice system. Glad Trump finally took out the trash. But not before the damage was done. Not before the blue wave we had a crush with a red wave. All of it could be traced back to Jeff Sessions, giving them ammunition for a fake coup. I just played it for you. Fake, but he made it real. The damage he did to our country is incalculable. He should hang his head in shame. Coming up in just a second, we are literally watching our First Amendment rights erode on a day-to-day basis. We don't need a government to block us from employment based on our politics when we've got social media to do it for us. Wait till you hear what happened to one Greenville man. This is going to blow your mind. But first, we're going to jump on the text line. Texter writes, so after the Democrats take the House, how many false committee meetings wasting tax dollars to bleed tax dollars for things we don't need to put in their pockets? A lot of them. They're planning to bankrupt Brett Kavanaugh. That's their plan. Yeah, they're going to go after him on perjury. Is there any evidence of perjury? The only evidence of perjury so far has been the accuser who admitted in the last week she made the whole thing up. I mean, if they want to go after her for perjury, that would be a fine investigation, since there's actually a crime that she's admitted to. She's been referred to the Department of Injustice. Now they're going to go after Kavanaugh. They don't have one shred of evidence of perjury. They're going to bankrupt him. They're going to make sure that he is broke for the rest of his life in legal fees. This is how they punish you. This is what they do. Texter writes, only the left would consider someone worth $4 billion a failed businessman. Every businessman is a failed businessman to the left. They failed because they went into business instead of government in the first place. Texter writes, if someone says constitutional crisis one more time, I would like to sucker punch them in the throat. Hey, now, we don't get away with that kind of thing. Only Antifa does. All right, I want to tell you what just happened to a guy in Greenville. This is a cautionary tale. This is what we're up against. His name is Benton Blunt. You ever heard of him? He appeared on America's Got Talent. Locally known guy. Great, by all accounts, country music singer. He's trying to make it, right? It's his big dream. Well, he recently landed the gig of a lifetime. Opening for legendary ZZ Top frontman, Billy Gibson. So he is stoked, and he goes down to Atlanta, right? Because he's already played a couple of shows. It's a gig of a lifetime. Legendary ZZ Top frontman, Billy Gibbons. He's playing all over the South. Well, yesterday was Election Day. Benton is from Greenville, and he went to vote, and he couldn't have been prouder. He was so proud, in fact, that he made the mistake of posting a photo on Facebook of him wearing a MAGA hat and eating Chick-fil-A. Did he do anything racist? No. Did he say anything offensive? No. I'm looking at the picture. MAGA hat, I voted sticker, Chick-fil-A, obviously, you know, Chick-fil-A styrofoam. By the way, with a plastic straw, so there you go. That's where it went downhill. That's all he did. Facebook put him in 24-hour jail. Took his account, 24 hours. But that was only the beginning. This is where we are in America, and it's come right here to Greenville. Take a listen. So he's got the gig of a lifetime playing for legendary ZZ Top frontman Billy Gibbons until he posted that photo after voting.
The other day, I posted a picture of me with the I voted sticker. And I had a Chick-fil-A sandwich in my hand. And I had a Chick-fil-A drink in my hand. And I had a Trump hat on. Well, that was pulled down from Facebook for some reason because it violated their standards. So I had to wait 24 hours and I got back out of jail. So got back out of Facebook jail today at 1 o'clock. Drove down here from Greenville, South Carolina, to the venue. I get a call from my friend from California, who informs me that not only have I been banned from Facebook, but as a result of being banned from Facebook, I was pulled off of the Billy Gibbons tour, effective immediately. So as I'm walking back right now towards the van from the bar that we were eating at, instead of setting up, sound checking, playing, I'm driving 3.5 hours back to Greenville, South Carolina. Just had to break the news to my guys who took off work, took off trips that they had, basically put their life on hold so they could come be a part of this tour.
So he's banned from Facebook because he appeared in a picture. He didn't say anything, nothing offensive. I mean, I've seen it. It's on Facebook. He reposted it as part of the video. 10-minute video. He's off the tour with legendary ZZ Top frontman Billy Gibbons because he was put in Facebook jail for wearing a MAGA hat and I Voted sticker and having a Chick-fil-A, you know, cup in his hand. This is where we are in America, folks.
I literally just said I voted and I had a MAGA hat on. And for that reason, and that reason alone, and just because Facebook pulled a post, which I'm already out of jail for, apparently, my career is on hold for the week. So I have a family. I have 3 children. I have a wife who has bent over backwards to make sure that we could make this tour happen and go on. So now I get to go home and tell her that all of her plans that she rearranged, all the shows that we rescheduled for this, is now off.
Wow. Folks, I got a question for you. Okay, so all you do is put on a MAGA hat, make America great again. What's offensive about that? Nothing. Unless you're a leftist and you want to whack the country out so everybody's dependent on the government. And a Chick-fil-A cup. You're done. You lose your job. Have you ever heard of that happening the other way around? Hillary Clinton sticker? Hillary Clinton t-shirt? Lose your job. Have you ever heard of that even one time? I defy you. You trolls out there, send me an example. Ever heard of anybody put in Facebook jail for that? Oh, heck no. Never heard of it. Lose your job for that? No. I'm telling you, folks, we are losing our First Amendment rights on a daily basis. This is social terrorism. First, he was thrown in Facebook jail for 24 hours simply for appearing with an I Voted sticker and a MAGA hat on, a Chick-fil-A cup, and a picture. Then, because he was banned from Facebook for violating their policies, whatever those were, they never say, he lost his job as a frontman for ZZ Top. So, playing them around the country. Literally just cut off. That's it. That's all he did. This is where we are, folks. This is where we are. It's unbelievable. Meanwhile, that's not all the places we are. Did you hear about Antifa showing up at Tucker Carlson's house? These people are terrifying. They really are scary. And we are going to have in this country, well, you know, it's interesting. The guy over the night, the overnight, the Ground Zero guy, who normally I don't take as a source of anything, but he had a very interesting post about how he lived in Buenos Aires during the Civil War there. And he says, America is in the beginning of a civil war, and it looks exactly like the one in Buenos Aires did. And he said, listen, it's not what Americans think. We think Civil War, Lincoln, battlefield, uniforms, you know, 2 different color teams. It's not like that. He said it's up to, you know, in Buenos Aires, there's about 6 different groups literally, you know, killing each other. And he said, you know, your day was pretty normal, like your day might be here, but you never knew by the end of it if you'd be caught in a riot or a shooting. Or like most days of the year, you wouldn't be. He said, this is what we've got going on in this country. And this so mimics what he's talking about. They got Fox News host Tucker Carlson's home address and went to his house after dark. His wife and 4 children were home to scream at him on a bullhorn to stop harassing and stop promoting racism and fascism, which racism and fascism is just where you disagree with them. That's all that is. You know what they were chanting? No borders, no walls, no USA at all. I can't think of a better summary of the Democrat Party's current position. Here's what this sounded like for Tucker Carlson's wife and children last night.
We don't need to know. We know where you sleep at night.
We know where you sleep at night. Tucker Carlson,
we know where you sleep at night.
Tucker Carlson, we know.
There will be no condemnation for this. All you got to do, not let CNN explain it. Do they not? Did they not? All you got to do is declare somebody a racist, bigot, or fascist, and you are justified in anything you do. That you can't, you know, laws apply. Cuomo explained this. Chris Cuomo did on CNN. Laws apply to people. Yeah, but if you think somebody's a racist, they shouldn't apply to you. Texter writes, Billy Gibbons concert tour should be boycotted. Hashtag ZZ stop. I agree. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. What a mess. This is not, but by the way, did the left not say if they won again that the beatings would stop, the harassment, the mobs? I guess what they meant was they'd have to win both houses in the presidency back, right? Texter writes, I have a feeling some legendary country star will send out a tweet asking him to go on tour with him instead. Let's hope that happens. Texter writes, rumor is that the crazy ex-girlfriend, as we call her, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, first act will be to introduce a bill to make the Electoral College free for all. Oh, yeah, they got to get rid of that thing. They can't have the Electoral College. They need the mob. Because the mob's going to vote themselves your retirement account. They're going to take the Hoover to it as soon as they get the chance. They need the money to pay for the welfare state. They do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.